Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We're back with Kid Craddock in the Morning. Let me read a comment from a listener I just got. This is from Rebecca Carey. This Beyonce business is appalling.
Oh my gosh.
How do you not sing the national anthem at the presidential inauguration live? When you are representing the nation, take pride in your country and give 110%, period. My country, my national anthem, should never be voice recorded, not even at a Little League baseball game. If you can't perform adequately, grow a pair and back out. What's more humiliating, being a phony or being respectful? Lip sync your own garbage, but don't disrespect my country.
Won't you and she get together for a little chit chat after the show today?
Mine has nothing to do
with that. Get that out of your system.
That's Rebecca Carey.
Rebecca.
There's other things to worry about than the national anthem being lip sync.
Are there?
Just a couple.
I don't even like our national anthem.
You're not an American.
Fine.
It's a difficult song. It's a hard song to love.
I like the other two American songs better. What? Oh, Beautiful for Spacious Skies. That's a good one.
That's not bad. You know, back in 1777, they put it on American Top 40 with Casey Kasem.
really?
And the Star Spangled Banner stalled out at number 61. It didn't do good at all.
Keep reaching for the stars.
Yeah. And no, there was not one long distance dedication using the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, man.
So. And sure, I mean, Francis Scott Key, he was doing mostly club appearances at that point because the song just didn't catch on.
Sure.
So he's singing at small venues. You know, he's not even doing big stuff. He's singing on a boat in the middle of the Potomac.
Never made a remix or anything?
No remix.
Techno it out.
You never hear a mashup?
No. Mm.
No dubstep.
This was the reveal this morning that Beyonce was recorded. I mean, I see every reason there is to lip sync. I just don't like it, but I see every reason. It was like 20 degrees, and it's really hard to sing when it's that cold.
You know what? Women have been faking us out as guys for years.
Let me clarify.
That's what I'd be more concerned about.
Let me clarify. We're not telling you it's not okay to fake it sometimes, just not when you're singing at the inauguration.
Nope. Yeah. You have to have all or nothing.
Exactly.
Cannot pick and choose.
Well, you know what? Don't be throwing stones. Little Rebecca, I bet she fakes it her own self every once in a while.
Really? Man. All right.
Yeah. Well, she's a better American if she's angry.
Let's do it.
Love letters to Kelly.
This is the segment where Kelly answers love advice.
Okay.
Been doing this for over 10 years.
Started kicking and screaming, too.
Helped so many people.
Yep.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 31. I believe I'm running out of time to get married.
You are.
And have a family.
You are.
This is from Dave.
What?
I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years. We live together. I really like her, but I went out of town and met a girl and I had a fling with her.
Oh.
And a little more. Mm. The new girl told me to erase her phone number because she believes I will never break up with my girlfriend, but I've already memorized her phone number and it's all I can do not to call it. What should I do, Dave?
Well, Dave.
After 4 years.
If you only really like this girl, it's obvious that this relationship's not progressing further after 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be doing a disservice
to the
woman.
How long were you with Freddie before you got married?
7 and a half.
All right.
You know, we got married and look what happened.
Well, okay.
We got to the point where it's like, we're either going to get married or break up. So let's get married and look what happened.
Well, I wasn't trying to bring up a sore subject.
Well, it's not a sore subject. It is what it is.
Some people stay together a long time.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you have to decide if she's not the woman for you. Uh-huh. Maybe it's not the new fling. Maybe that fling is what you needed to kind of say, you know, to say this isn't happening for me if I'm willing to go outside the relationship and cheat. It's not fair to marry that girl and make babies with her. And then you have a single parent household again.
What I hear you saying, let me see if I have this right, is that he should take her feelings into some consideration.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not to keep stringing her along for 4 years.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's, he goes out of town and sleeps with somebody else.
You don't need to confess all that crap.
Nope.
Leave her with some dignity.
No,
but just end it in a nice, gentle way. Let her down. Because believe me, she's just still waiting for that ring.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh.
In the best years of her life.
Love letters. Right.
These are the best years.
Love letters to Kelly.
Go out and find somebody else. You'll be doing her a favor. And she will she'll hate you now, but she will thank you later.
That's the thing that guys don't really consider when they're, in this period of indecision. It's like, you realize that
you're sucking up the best dating years.
Yeah. She has a shelf life of really, really strong dating years.
Why do we want to take the crappy years? We want the good ones.
But it's not fair if you don't plan on making her make you, because girls have different goals. Yeah. You know,
I know.
They just do.
Come back to me when you're 48.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I'm just off the top of my head because I was just reading this thing about the way millennials are dating now. And Jenna, you've talked about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There are no more dates anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just like, let's hang out or, you know, join me at this place, join me at that place.
I guess that makes an actual date more special.
Yeah. And in your 20s, everything stays pretty casual these days because they say that the way the economy is, nobody feels financially stable enough to get married until they're in their, at least in their early 30s.
I think you should wait.
So in the 20s, that's fine. You can just, if you know, if you want to stay with somebody that you're not perfect with, it's your 20s.
Right.
So maybe between like 20 and 30, it's okay to be like that. Once a girl hits 30, I think you really have to be.
You owe it to her.
Or if she has a child, you really have to be honest and be like, you know, you have to step up and go, is this what I want or not? Because I'm wasting her time otherwise.
Mm. Yeah.
I just think it's a mistake when, I mean, I don't get a lot of hate for saying this for people that are happily married and have been since they were 19, but when you get married that young and you stay together for that many years when you're that young, you're missing out on a lot of good years, you know. And then these guys like this get this itch, like grass is greener.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I need to get out there. It's like, get it out of your system first, you know.
If there is such a thing as that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure there is, but.
Get it out of your system.
But there is something to be said. There's a lot of you ask a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
There's a lot of married men who don't present themselves as such up in the club because they're testing the waters.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They're in their 40s. Yeah. They're like, what did I miss out on? What am I missing? And then they go out and they break some girl's heart. And they decide, no, I'm going to stay with my wife. I'm not willing to give this up. And you've got all these girls. It's just a mess.
It reminds me of the last day of any vacation. Because
I don't know exactly.
A vacation as a relationship. And the last day of the vacation, you're like, what? We have to go home? There's 10 things I wanted to do. And so you try to pack them all in. I got these 10 things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in a relationship. You get, you know, you've been together for a long time. You're like, wait, this is it? I won't be able to do any of this other stuff that I always thought I would do and have fun with, and even if it's stupid, even if it's destructive, whatever it is, even if it's, you know, radically different than who you are now, but you wanted to try them, you got to try them.
Yeah, it's so funny, because marriage to a man seems like the end, and for a woman, it's the beginning, you know?
That's what we call it.
So funny.
It is, for a man, it's like, I give up. Yeah. And the woman's like, yes, I can start living now.
Yeah. What is
that? Chris Rock said, men don't get married, we surrender.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a terrible one.
Yeah, I know, it makes it sound like
but that's what we said.
Prisoner.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend was on Match for a little bit before we met. She met this guy on there, and they went out a couple times, but it never really went anywhere. Well, all of a sudden, this dude has started popping up again all over the place. Facebook, he's texting her, Instagram. She's told him to leave her alone, but he just won't go away. He's not a threatening person at all. He's just a pain who's just convinced that they're going to be together. And it's kind of a blow to my ego to have this other guy messing with my girl. I'm ready to go knock on his door and knock him out.
Whoa.
But my girlfriend won't tell me where he lives. What am I supposed to do with this creeper who can't take a hint, Nate?
Well, she's obviously not done with him, because a girl can block a guy. A girl can ignore him. And there's so many things she can do. She can change her email address. She can change her cell phone if she's really bothered by
it's
him.
It's just a nuisance.
It's a nuisance, but part of her ego is loving it.
Isn't she flattered, and that's why she's
and
telling
she's
him?
And maybe thinking, if this doesn't work out with this guy, I can still go back to Match.com.
Isn't it a little bit of a humble brag?
What?
This guy can't get over me?
Oh, my God. I go on 2 dates with this guy, and he will not leave me alone.
If she was really over him, like I've told Al, if she's like saying, stop calling me, click, and, you know, any communication, negative or otherwise, is still communication.
Yeah, but
you got to completely ignore a man and block him and everything to make him go away eventually. It might take about a year, but it does happen.
A year?
Seriously.
Yeah. Some guys are
seriously, it does take some time, but once he realizes you're not biting, even with negative attention.
Yeah.
And her ego's loving it, whatever. And you're giving it to her because you're jealous, and she's feeding off that, too.
At least with a normal person, not a psycho, there's not much that person can do with silence, with total silence, being ignored completely.
And
there's nowhere to go with that.
And here's the thing. I bet every time he pops up on one of her feeds, she goes and tells him.
Yeah. Here he is again.
Bob's Facebook messaging me again.
Man, he keeps poking me on Facebook.
Man, I can't believe I'm so alluring.
He commented on my Instagram again, and she's feeding it.
I must be so unforgettable.
Gosh, I'd go to bars all the time with Freddie, and never once did he get in a fight over me. And then this other girl, we used to go out with this other couple, she'd come up to her man, that guy just touched my butt.
Ugh.
And I was walking through, he touched my butt. Every time it was a fight. It's like, seriously?
Yeah.
She's stoking you.
So if you see Kelly in the club, touch her butt.
Yeah.
Please.
At least a little pinch.
I'd love to have one
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. Christine says, my husband has his guy friends over at the house over the weekend for football games. They're drinking beer and stuff, made their way into our kitchen during halftime, eating some food and stuff. I'm in the laundry room folding clothes.
Uh-oh, right, I know what's coming.
And I heard them talking about their wives.
Oh, that's awesome.
So my husband chimes in and starts talking about certain parts of my body in ways that shocked me. I was offended that he would talk about me in the first place, but I was really shocked by the things he said about me.
What'd
like
he say?
Out loud in front of his friends. It wasn't mean stuff. It was just really personal about stuff I do.
Oh, girl, don't worry about it.
They laughed like it was the funniest thing ever. I walked out of the laundry room and they all shut up really fast and like, oh God, I hope you didn't hear us. I haven't said a word to my husband since this happened.
Oh,
I don't even know what to say about it. If he says this under our roof, what does he say to them in private? I can't even begin to imagine. Is this typical? Do most guys talk about their wives this way?
Yes.
Kelly, no pressure, but you have the power to get my husband back into our bedroom with your advice.
Whoa.
Until what? Then, he's in timeout.
She put him
so
on lockdown.
So he complimented you even though it was a little pervy and you're mad?
Yeah.
Here's what guys like to do. We like to brag about our women.
Yeah.
And we like to brag about what our women do for us.
Man, and I like to brag, it as a compliment.
And we like to brag about how
flattered.
Good. We like to brag about how good you look naked sometimes.
As long as he's not criticizing you and saying he wishes you'd lose a few pounds, if he's bragging about your prowess, you should you should break out a little outfit and a whip
some
or something and show, give him something to talk about next football game.
Yeah, right.
You guys remember the movie Hall Pats?
Yeah.
So he's watching the baby while he's having a poker game and his wife's gone. And he reverses the baby monitor by accident. So the wife comes back. How's the baby? Oh, fine, sleeping. He's playing poker. So she's at the baby monitor and it's backwards so she can hear everything they're saying. And they're basically talking about how much they would be willing to pay out of their own bank accounts to go spend the weekend with some hot chick.
And that's how the movie gets going.
Yeah, that's how the movie gets going where they decide to give them a hall pass. But you don't want to hear that, and I don't want my partner talking like that.
Well, it's embarrassing and stuff, but at least he was bragging. And you know what? Now all those guys are envious of your relationship, and they're thinking he's got a man wants a lady in the street?
And a freak in the sheets. Yeah.
You know, I know it's embarrassing a little bit, but you might want to walk a little bit prouder, too, because he still thinks you're hot.
What if he said something like, and I like to do this because it makes her thighs jiggle like Jell-O? Or
say that.
Well, I
don't think Jello thighs are.
No,
that's not I would let him back in the bedroom. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's my power. I grant you permission to let him back in.
All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Patty says,
why are you talking like that?
I was financially stable before I moved in with my boyfriend. I had a decent job at a fast food place. Now I smelled like fried grease a lot, but it was a decent paycheck.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. He ended up sucking all the money out of me, and then I lost my job just 2 weeks ago. Now we're spending all this quality time together. I realize I don't even like him, and I'm ready to leave him because he's getting on my last nerve. I got one nerve left, and he's fixing to get on it.
Isn't that what happened to retired couples when the man's suddenly home all day, and you're like, ugh.
We suck all our money out. That's a bad
thing. I'm ready to pour him a big old glass to shut the hell up. Anyway, I don't have any money to move out. Is it wrong to stay with the guy for the free rent, even if you don't like him?
Always another option.
How do I break free from this loser when I'm kind of a loser myself right now?
If you really want to leave, there's always somebody else's couch you can stay on temporarily till you get back on your feet. You've got one friend you can turn to. You're staying because it's the easiest option.
Well, sure. It is easiest.
Yeah.
But it's also practical.
Mm-hmm. But no, I really don't get when these girls, they say, I used to live with my boyfriend, we broke up, but I still live with him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why?
Yeah.
You know, there's no point to that. There's some place
that's what we talked about
move
before.
Forward.
It's not the same world. Money-wise, you can't just, you ever tried to, you moved, you know what it's like paying security deposits and all. I mean, it's expensive as all get out.
Right.
Living alone is so expensive. It is.
Yeah. So if you don't happen to have a roommate person around...
Well, then start asking around. Be proactive about it. Just don't accept it for what it is.
Right.
If you really want to get out, you'll make it happen. People have done amazing things in this country we call America.
Yeah.
And if the biggest problem you have is you got to find somebody else's couch to sleep on, you're doing all right.
Right.
And she needs another job.
And you need to get another job.
I wonder if there's anybody listening who had a girl move into his house and then she kicked him out.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
That happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'd happen to a friend and he was renting.
Mm-hmm. What?
He was renting.
So it's under his name?
Yeah. In his name.
And she kicked him out.
Well, he must have messed up good.
He's still paying the rent.
He has to.
Good.
Why?
Because it's under his name. If they don't pay, then he's the one that gets in trouble.
Yeah, that's right.
He's calling her going, you going to pay the rent? She's like, no, I don't know. Maybe.
You should.
I know. I have a lot of friends that's happened.
Really?
Too. Yeah, that's a situation.
They're renting.
These girls are
scandalous. Everyone I know is renting for the most part. Yeah.
He's talking about how the guy's still paying where the girls live in there, though. That's what he's saying.
Oh.
Yeah, the guy's still paying the rent.
Mm.
Well, he messed up pretty bad, though.
Yeah, he really messed up.
Yeah, he got dude.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Hello, Kristen Bostick.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
I am working. Well, not now.
Okay. Are you ready to have a dream granted?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You're asking a question?
Yes.
Well, hang on a minute because I want to read your letter on the air, Kristen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It says here, my roommate and I are huge Dr. Phil fans. Every day after work, we come together on the couch, watch the daily recorded Dr. Phil show. Yes, I know this may sound silly, but Dr. Phil has and continues to help me through a difficult time. Addiction ravaged my family into something I don't even recognize anymore. But it has been Dr. Phil's wisdom and my roommate being such an amazing friend that has made me a stronger person in the midst of all of it. My dream is for my roommate and I to meet Dr. Phil and tell him what an amazing help his show has been through the most difficult time in my life.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
How could we deprive you of that chance?
Thank you.
Now, that's expensive to go see Dr. Phil, so I'm just going to pretend to be him on the phone.
Okay.
Let me act like I'm on the phone.
Yeah, do a great impression, kid.
I'm going to say hello right now, see if I can pull this off. Here I go.
Okay. Hello, Kristen.
Hello.
Dang, kid, that's good.
That's real good,
Thanks.
Kid.
You want to hear some more?
Yeah, please.
Sure, I'll do a little more for you.
Okay, understand, I'm pretty short, so I have to use my tall voice.
Oh, you really use a short joke, Dr. Phil.
You just blew your cover, dude.
Kristen, say hi to your hero, Dr. Phil. He's on the phone right now.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Dr. Phil.
Kristen, how are you? I just listened to Kid read your very nice letter, and it's an honor to talk to you, and I'm so proud to hear that you've been watching the show and that we've had an impact on your life and your family. That means a lot to hear.
Oh, my gosh, I'm shaking right now.
Dr. Phil, she told us in her letter that the last 6 years have been especially hard because she's been dealing with her dad's substance abuse problem, and also her parents are getting divorced after 32 years. That's a tough one to wrap your brain around.
Yeah.
Well, it is hard. And, you know, Kristen, sometimes it seems like the kids become the parents, and we have to kind of shepherd them along, doesn't it? But it's so glad to hear that you've continued to put one foot in front of the other, and I would just be tickled to death to have you come out here and come to a Dr. Phil show and see everything that's going on. And, you know, by the way, we're on the Paramount lot out in Hollywood, which is one of the most storied lots in Hollywood, and the stage where we shoot the Dr. Phil show, stage 29, has such history. It's where they shot The Wizard of Oz, for example. Where I stand to begin every show is right dead center where the yellow brick road was, where Judy Garland walked up to the gates of the city of Oz. So, I mean, there's such history here. And
hey, Dr. Phil, maybe I could be a munchkin.
Hey, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
We represent the Lollipop Kids.
but no, seriously, when you come out here, we'll get you an amazing tour of the entire lot.
Wow.
We'll have you come to the show. You'll get to meet Robin. We'll just have a great time out here.
Oh, Robin's still in the picture, huh?
Oh.
Of course. She's Kelly's nemesis. Yep. I mean, she's come between us all of these years, Kelly.
Love Robin, too.
Robin is to Kelly like Ryan Seacrest is to me. She's like, Robin.
Yeah, just like, I want to sleep with Phil. Kid wants to sleep with Ryan.
Well, Kristen,
yes.
What are you feeling right now? Talk to us.
I can't believe it, to be honest. I'm just kind of taking it all in. But, I mean, like I said in my letter, I really am so grateful for his wise words and his kindness comes across on the screen and his straightforward way of thinking. I love that because with something like addiction, you need steady words and just guidance, and the fact that, I don't know, it just comes across as it's not your fault.
Right.
It's an illness.
Kristen, you know what? You're not the only one. I have written Dr. Phil, and he's a friend, and I've written him on occasion. I'm like, I cannot get over, I swear, I can't get over, like, how good you are at this. You know, I'll be watching a show, mm-hmm. and I'll see him take this hopeless situation, and at the end, they're all hugging each other, yeah. and I'm like, dude, you are amazing at what you do. So you're not the only one who thinks it.
Yeah, no, don't say what else you put in those letters.
Come on.
Well, so, listen, Kristen, seriously, I look forward to you coming out here, and I hope it's soon. We've got some great shows coming up. I just can't wait for you to come out here, and I promise you, what you see on television, what you see here, they're both great, but it's really two different things, and I think you'll have a great time, and it'll be fun and exciting to see everything that goes on in the live show.
Uh-oh. Can I make one request since we lost her from the phone? Would you make sure that whoever is on the show that day is way crazier than she has any chance to be?
Of course. I'll make sure that we get somebody right out of the gallery.
That way she can leave and go, oh, my God, I thought I was messed up.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel so much better about myself now.
Exactly.
So do you want to book Big Al Mac now or later?
Come on.
Dr. Phil McGraw, Keith Craddock in the morning.
Yay. I have a dream.
That's one of three letters I personally looked at that mentioned Dr. Phil.
Really?
The other two is, can you introduce me to Oprah and Ellen?
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
All of us are different body-wise, you know? Some of us have the type of body where we're constantly craving food. We're always hungry. And no matter how much we eat, we're still hungry, and that leads to weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other side of the people that seem to never be hungry. And, like, I was here till 4:30 yesterday, and I forgot to eat. And I can do, and it's just, it's not bragging. It's just how my body is. It's like, everybody's just different, you know?
I get so mad at girls that say, it's 7 o'clock. I forgot to eat today.
I know, but it's...
How do you forget to eat?
It's equally as bad for me to forget to eat as it is for someone else to overeat. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I'm depriving my body of what it needs.
It's just like the people that don't eat when they're depressed, and some eat when they're depressed.
Yeah. And I tend to be the former of those two.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm sad, I'll stop eating.
Yeah.
And other people will really indulge themselves. But buffets are lost on me. It's a total waste of money for me.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't know that I've ever gone back for a second plate ever.
And you have to get a clean plate when you go back. You go back with a nasty, dirty, used-up plate.
I never go back. And then I get the bill, and it's like, oh, that was $36.
For that buffet?
For what?
You got to take advantage of a buffet.
I simply don't have a big stomach to eat with.
You can stretch your stomach.
I don't want to.
I have done that.
It's not pleasant to me.
Let's train you.
It's not pleasant. So I am out on this challenge that I might offer up here in a minute.
Okay.
But
okay.
That doesn't mean you guys are out or in. It's
just, well, I just gained 9 pounds. Yeah. If it involves eating, I'll do it.
Okay. A Cheesecake Factory pasta dish leads the way of the latest food porn list that's come out. The extreme eating list, which they're saying is the porn food.
Hmm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know why they call it food porn. You can't get fat by downloading food from your computer. No. So,
I think you
You can look up food in your computer and you don't have to erase the history.
But you can get turned on looking at food.
Yes, you can. It stimulates something.
Turned on.
It stimulates you. It's been proven.
You can get excited. I don't think you can get turned on.
Oysters.
I don't think it has anything to do with your libido.
Sure, it does.
Looking at pictures of certain foods.
Your mouth starts watering.
Oh, yeah.
I tried the oyster thing with a girl once.
No.
They kept falling out. It's just like, it's not
kid,
fun.
Don't be gross. You were using them wrong.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
No, you don't look at an oyster. You don't look at an oyster and lust after it and have a physical reaction. I don't know, move on. But there are certain foods that a girl can look at a picture of, and she'll start, like, having a physical reaction just looking at it.
What? A physical reaction.
Tell me what these foods are.
Not certain a sexually girls are like physical that. Reaction.
It could mimic it.
There's food that can make a
girl. Yeah, like certain desserts and things.
You're as honest a person as I know, unless you want to be right.
Some women, have you seen them around desserts? Have you not heard the reactions?
Wanting dessert and being able to enjoy it is one thing. Getting turned on.
In Kelly's defense, they make the same sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, the noise. Think about the noise when a girl's getting that dessert.
You put death by chocolate cake in front of somebody with a scoop of
vanilla ice cream. Just
dulce de leche.
Make sure that the chocolate
cream
is hot.
And they mix
the cake
the hot cake with the cold ice cream.
And then it melts.
They take a bite. Now, what does a woman do? She's like,
my mouth literally just flooded right then.
I know, the problem is,
here's what she does. Here's the sound she makes.
Okay.
Or not. Oh, it's this one.
I mean, Kelly, I can just reenact it.
Mm.
Let's see. Those are two really crappy ones. But, what are you gonna do?
But it's true. I mean,
you've seen me eat.
Girls
tell me
make
you
that
didn't
noise.
You didn't see me in ecstasy.
Yeah, but does that carry on after you finish eating?
Because
yeah.
No, then
what's
you
window?
Feel fat.
That's
you don't want
saying.
Anybody touching you.
Would you.
Yeah.
Would you agree they're two distinctly different types of pleasure, but they're both extremely pleasurable to women?
Extremely.
Okay, but they're different. They're different. They're
somewhat
different types of pleasure.
Jenna. Oh, yeah.
Jenna.
Yeah.
So a Cheesecake Factory pasta dish with more than 3,000 calories.
Well, which one is it?
Good
I'll tell
Lord.
You if it's
is,
worth it or
is
not.
It's the headliner on this year's extreme eating list of the most unhealthy dishes at U.S. restaurants.
What's
my
on
mouth
it?
Is watering.
This is the Bistro Shrimp Pasta.
Oh,
is it like fettuccine alfredo with the shrimp?
Cream in it.
It's made with a butter and cream sauce and topped with battered deep-fried shrimp. And it has 3,120 calories, 90 grams of fat, and over 1,000 grams of sodium.
Oh, I think it's
now. By the way, we're supposed to have 20 grams of saturated fat a day. This has 90 in one dish.
But it's just one time.
Jeez.
It's that food that just makes you go wow when you put it in your mouth. Yeah. It's just
and that butter just like dribble. Just, it it escapes your mouth and dribbles down your chin a little bit.
That's why they call it food porn. It's the reaction you get when you.
Seriously?
When you start eating it, it's
I
just
I don't think any food
like
has
no
ever
other.
Made me want to get busy.
No, but, not
Al,
no, Al, it's not getting busy.
It's not about the food
it.
Making you then want to.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Someone.
It turns you on.
Like,
yeah.
Did you hear me say earlier they're distinctly different kinds of pleasure?
Yes, I'm trying to
get. It's not
I'm
eating food to get it on. It's like eating food so you don't have to.
Have you ever like picked
to
up
the place of?
Well,
it.
Eat enough food and you won't.
Have you ever picked up? You know, you get some food and you just put it in your mouth and you go, "Oh my God, that's what's
yeah,
that's where it's at."
Okay,
that's what it is.
Question: you got two plates in front of you.
Yeah,
one. Grilled chicken breast, no oil, brown rice, and broccoli.
JC would take
steamed
that, skip the brown rice.
Next,
because it's a carb.
I'll eat the brown rice.
And you can have all of it.
Yeah.
Next dish, this bistro shrimp pasta from Cheesecake Factory, but you can only have 6 bites.
Oh, 6 bites?
Yeah. That would make it equal in calories.
Uh-huh.
So now you have two dishes that are equal in quality. 6 bites of this or the whole chicken breast, brown rice, and broccoli. No question. Give me that shrimp.
Me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, good stuff.
Not so much for me because of the dairy.
And I'll hold it in my mouth for a while. Make it last a little bit longer because I only have 6 bites.
Yeah. Are we talking about sex now or are we talking about...
No, the pasta and the shrimp.
Okay. Golly.
Have you ever, like, if you know you only have a little bit, you hold it in your mouth?
Yeah, what?
Cheesecake is known for it. Cheesecake Factory is known for its ample portions and wide array of cheesecakes.
It is too much. They
which,
should have half sizes.
Yeah.
Which weigh in at 1,000 calories per slice. In their defense, though, they've added a skinny-licious meal menu of entrees that have less than 600 calories each. The other winners are... Johnny Rockets Bacon Cheddar Double Cheeseburger.
Oh, or the malted milkshake on the side.
And they come out and do
a
that
Johnny
dance.
Rockets malted
now,
milkshake.
I told you that the Bistro Shrimp Pasta was 3,100 calories.
Right. Yeah. This one?
This double cheeseburger is 1,770 calories with 50 grams of fat. Ooh. And double the sodium that's in the Bistro Shrimp. It has 2,400 milligrams of sodium.
Sodium's where it's at. That's what makes it delicious.
Does it have an egg on it?
Like, okay, it's 770 calories, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You could go to McDonald's and get a Big Mac and eat it, and then get another one, and then get another one.
No, that's not right.
Yeah. You can have 3 Big Macs.
For 700-something calories?
This one's 17.
Oh, 1,500. Okay.
No, 1,570 calories for 3 Big Macs. 1,700 calories for 1 Johnny Rockets Bacon Cheddar Cheeseburger.
I'd go with the Johnny Rocket on that.
Johnny Rockets bringing it.
Yeah.
Again, the Cheesecake Factory for number 3 on the list, their Crispy Chicken Costoletta. 2,600 calories, 90 grams of fat.
Oh, it's got chicken on it. That sounds too healthy.
2,700 milligrams of sodium.
Dang. I'm not wasting my calories on chicken.
They said you would have less calories if you went to KFC, ordered original recipe, give me a 12-piece bucket.
Oh, now you're talking about
and
something.
And that would be less calories than the Cheesecake Factory crispy chicken costoletta.
What if I get all drummies, though?
Doesn't matter.
Bucket of chicken right now.
Then this is a period.
I am dying. My food is sitting in that microwave waiting on me.
Kid, you're turning my mouth on.
This next item is the only one of the list so far that I've actually had, and I have it because it helps you gain weight. So, like, when I'm working out,
like everything there helps you gain.
No, but I mean in a good way. Like, when I'm working out and trying to put on muscle, this is what I would have, and it made the list. Smoothie King, Peanut Power Plus Grape Smoothie. It's peanut butter, banana, sugar, and grape juice. It's 40 ounces, and it has 1,400 calories, 22 teaspoons of added sugar. You've already got grape juice in there. 20 and a banana. Grape 22 teaspoons. Matt, one, two.
What's grape juice?
22.
Is that purple drink?
Yeah.
No, no, that's not purple drink.
Plus 29 teaspoons of naturally occurring sugar.
And that's had that.
That's already in the fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's 51 teaspoons of sugar.
That's too much sugar.
Man, I'd rather chew
just
my calories.
With a spoonful
than
makes the medicine go down.
I don't want to drink my calories. I'd rather chew them. Chewing is the fun.
And finally, we go to Maggiano's Little Italy for the chocolate zucchero cake.
Oh, I haven't been there in a while.
I had that. I had that.
If you picked up a slice of that cake, an average slice, and took it over to the scale, it weighs 1 pound.
Yeah, you can't eat it all.
Yes, you can.
It has 1,800 calories, 62 grams of fat, and 26 extra teaspoons of sugar, or the equivalent of eating 15 ho-hos.
Oh, I'd rather take the ho-hos.
That's a lot of
ho-hos. I'd take the cake.
15!
Eating 15 ho-hos makes you a pig.
15 ho-hos and 30 ho-hos.
You know what you eat. Hey, you know what you eat. Ho-ho.
People order this cake every single day. But if I walked up to one of them and I said, hey, before you eat that cake, I'm going to line up 15 ho-hos here, and if you can eat them all, you're going to eat for free. They would all go, no way I could do that. But you're eating the exact equivalent.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
but quality.
Yeah, it's quality and the quantity. I mean, your stomach would be so miserable afterwards.
It was. Remember the time we did that Krispy Kreme donut eating contest?
That's the only time you beat me at something.
I ate 12 Krispy Kreme donuts standing right here in less than 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Those things melt.
And that was the day before the contest.
I know.
Was the hot donuts light on when you ordered them?
Oh, God.
That was so good.
The first
good.
The first two or three were really
sugar
good.
Sugar air, it's so good.
All right, let's get back to the food porn number one, which is the Cheesecake Factory Bistro Shrimp Pasta.
Come on. Yeah.
Again, 3,100 calories, 90 grams of fat, 1,000 grams of salt.
Yeah, no thanks.
They said that's like having, they compared it to something, Olive Garden's lasagna, their classic lasagna, plus tiramisu for dinner. But unfortunately, you can't stop at one lasagna.
Oh.
You have to have two.
Well, it's endless bowl.
And then you have to have a third. Three entrees the lasagna at Olive Garden will equal that one shrimp
one dish.
Bistro. So, question. If you had to eat one or the other on the show, JC, would you go for the shrimp bistro or the three plates of lasagna followed by a full tiramisu dessert?
I'd go with Cheesecake Factory.
Me too.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
to. Al, that leaves three plates of lasagna for you.
You bring that lasagna right here, and I will take care of it.
Wait, what?
Do we think that
and breadsticks.
Do we think that Al can finish three entrees of lasagna?
Look at him, kid.
While JC eats one shrimp bistro.
That listener just called him fat.
Yeah.
What did he say when I brought it up? Bring that lasagna over
here.
Well, hypothetically.
No.
Aren't you the one trying to gain weight?
Yeah, but there's no way I couldn't finish one.
I know.
So that
you think I could finish it?
Oh, you could totally finish it. Really? You could finish either one.
Okay.
You could.
If you thought there was a Guinness World Record tied to it,
you eat out and you work out a lot, so it's like it's just carb burning for you. It's no big deal.
Carb load.
Mm. Yeah, you're carb loading.
And I do meat. I like the meat options.
All right, Jenna.
Yeah.
Do you think you could eat three lasagnas?
I can't because of the cheese.
Yeah.
Lactose.
Kelly.
Yes, I could. You know I could. Don't
will you?
Ask.
Will
I? No.
And I don't really like
I don't want
pasta.
People talking about me like I'm a pig, but would I or could I? Yes.
Well, could I doesn't matter. I want would I.
I'd rather do the shrimp and lasagna.
I'll do the burger.
I mean, the shrimp and pasta.
I bet you Al could eat the three lasagna and the actual bowl.
Maybe while I'm on a treadmill.
I think like you could do it.
You'd throw up.
Yeah. No, Al could do it.
So I have no takers on this challenge?
No, I mean,
what's the prize?
Yeah, what do we win?
I mean, just to say you did it, that you're a pig? I mean, what's the prize?
You know, you hear this enough from Kelly, you might think that she volunteers here. What's the prize?
Why would you
do
it?
The prize is your freaking paycheck every 2 weeks.
Okay, so I have to eat this stuff in order to get paid. Is that what you're saying the prize is?
No, but quit asking about prizes.
Well, what's the point then?
Who else goes to work and go, well, what's the prize?
I want a prize.
Well, what's the point?
I need that report by 4. What's the prize?
What's the point?
Where's my prize at?
Then what's the point? To prove I'm a pig?
Do I get a prize? Screw you.
If there's not a prize, I'm not doing it. But...
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to kidnation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.